to my latest project. I initially set out to renovate this home as a flip, meaning I would fully renovate the home before I put it back on the market to look for a buyer. But because this home is quite a bit bigger than I typically flip, I decided to approach this renovation a little differently. For this home, I looked for a pre-renovation buyer, someone who would purchase the home prior to the first swing of the sledgehammer and then trust me to turn this home into their dream house. This approach takes all the financial risk off of me, but means that I no longer have full control over the home's design decisions, something that is sometimes hard for me to give up. While I will certainly make suggestions throughout the renovation, ultimately my job will be to figure out what my client wants and then carry out their wishes for their home. I start this process by first sitting down with them and working through a design questionnaire that helps me identify what style they gravitate to, as well as their wants, needs, and desires for their new home. I also encourage them to create and share Pinterest boards with me of rooms and features of homes they love. Then throughout the project, I'll present options for different finishes I think align with what they have communicated to me on the questionnaire or from inspirational pictures they've sent me. At first, I might have to go through lots of options before finding the perfect fit, but by the end of the project, after we have spent a great deal of time together, I can usually present a winning design option the first time. The same can be said of time spent getting to know the Lord. In Ephesians 5, verse 10, the Bible says, "Find out what pleases the Lord." The only way to do this is to spend time with Him by reading His words in the Bible and talking to Him in prayer. I encourage you to open your Bible with that goal in mind, not just to find out what you should or shouldn't do, but to find out what pleases the Lord. I promise this approach to reading the Bible will not only increase your knowledge, but will greatly strengthen your relationship with the Lord. After you've invested some time in finding out what pleases the Lord, you'll be amazed at how you can anticipate what the Lord would want for you and others in your everyday life and circumstances. Just like my cultivated relationship with my clients, after some time getting to know what the Lord likes and dislikes, I will see things throughout my day that remind me of my God that help me remain close to Him throughout my day. I hope you can do the same. Thanks for diving into another renovation with me as we discover God's restoration for our lives here on Storybook Homes.